Hi, welcome to Explorations in Economic History and Thought. And today we're going to be talking about the fall of the new economic policy, and in particular, NEP in crisis due to the economic calculation problem, a crisis in prices. One of the crises that occurred during the new economic policy period that related to pricing was called the scissors crisis. And it was called this because, like the blades of an open pair of scissors, the prices between agricultural goods and industrial goods were diverging. They actually reached a peak in 1923, but they continued to cause problems after that. The big problem with this was that farmers were only able to get a very low amount for their grain when they sold it on the open market, and there were still open markets for grain. But when they went to buy things like tractors, the industrial goods prices were so high that they were unable to buy them, and they were unwilling to even sell their grain because they were unable to buy what they needed with the money. So they actually withheld their grain a lot of times as well. By 1923, industrial prices were 290% of their 1913 levels. And agricultural prices had fallen to only 89% of their 1913 levels. The peasants began to stop selling their produce and revert to subsistence farming because they didn't even have tractors and so on to produce a lot of excess grain to sell in the market. This began to lead to fears of a famine. What caused this crisis? Well, the state industrial syndicates and factories and so forth demanded high prices for manufactured goods, which the farmers needed, over which the state exercised near monopolistic control. The state was also the principal purchaser of bread grain, and they bought it at very low prices. So even though the farmers were private, the state pretty much set the prices for that, or during different periods actually outright set it, but they were the main purchaser in any case, and they were only willing to pay low prices.